This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? You know you're in Rolog, Minnesota, ladies and gentlemen. And the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion. When, before the parade starts, the national anthem gets sung. And not a soul moves an inch. Everybody hand over heart, singing loud and proud. The Star Spangled Banner. Is that not cool or what? The parade is actually just getting underway now. They have a huge tractor parade here. It's almost like the K-Fire tractor truck top that you and I have had so much fun with over the years, you know? We got to bring that baby back somehow, some way.
Right? I know.
Yeah. You know, I'll just tell folks, that's a really labor-intensive deal. It takes a lot of folks and a lot of moving parts to that thing. And all these deals do. I mean, you know, you sort of say, I was so bummed when we decided that it just wasn't going to work this year on the schedule, but it really was a manpower issue and so many things to do. This deal, it's all volunteers. Now, thankfully, they have volunteers that pulled it off, but you really need volunteers to kind of get behind it. So maybe we can get that going again if anybody's all gung-ho to be the Uber volunteer and recruit other volunteers. Maybe once again we'll make some radio history. Live atop a tractor. In fact, the tractor that I was on in the K-Fire tractor trek was a 44 John Deere LA, as nice. I recall. And it is in this parade. My son has got it in this parade, and he's since bought another tractor. So.
How about that?
Yeah, he's the green iron guy, so he loves him. And he's 19. He's a sophomore at UND. You know, my wife and I joke he was born old, but it warms my heart, to tell you the truth. I mean, you know, some kids are at keggers, and he's fixing a tractor. You know, I mean, I love it. And what was funny is, and I'm sure that a lot of people in our audience could say the same thing, you know, we have... holy buckets! Did you hear that?
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones.
That about blew my ear off.
Wow. I know, I was going to say, it was loud in our ears, and you're right there, I'm sure. Can you still hear us? Are you okay there, Scott?
It shook the ground, you know, wow. I mean, my Lord. I was going to tell you, my son, you know, very involved in that kind of stuff, but at school, I mean, are you serious?
Well, I think we should have that at the start of every hour of What's in Your Mind.
It is, after all, the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion, so I guess this is only appropriate. And they're getting ready to do the parade, so this is how they start the parade. Oh, you can't make this up.
You must have a very good seat for that parade, then.
I do. It's absolutely beautiful. And we have, you know, some gizmos that kind of block the background noise normally from being heard, so when you hear things, it's loud. you are hearing it in full blast mode. Maybe I'm not supposed to tell this story, Todd. I think that's the signal. Yeah, I think it's get to the call, Scott. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is waiting. Enough of your stupid stories. Oh, my gosh. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Game and Fish at the bottom of the hour. We're talking about the archery opener at noon. We're 2 hours away, so that'll be great fun. And in the meantime, your calls, your questions, and your steam horns. Welcome. If you want to text Todd, you can do that at 701-226-8503.
I love one of those things.
I do too, and I like the idea of starting the show with it. Give you a fine idea there.
Yeah.
And my computer's just melted, so you know, it is just worthless today. So Manny will tell me in my ear.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't have it out there in the 100 degrees we had yesterday.
Ooh. You know what? It was 100 or, you know, 95-ish, I guess, when I left Tioga about 2-3 yesterday, and it, to me, didn't feel like 100. I don't know, you know, it seemed to have a little less humidity or something? Or I know the heat index was up there, but I didn't think it was actually too bad.
It wasn't hot enough, so we're blowing more hot air for you there, Scott. But
I wish actually we had right now our, as we did yesterday at this time, the interview with the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Would you think he would have been like, what are you people doing to me here, for crying out loud? it's fortunate. I don't mind because this is fun. That's what we're here for.
Slice of North Dakota. You can't get that anywhere else. Well, we're Minnesota, I guess, in this case. But
no, I love it.
You got to get toward North Dakota, though. You're not going to hear that in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, no, I
hear that in the Twin Cities and people duck for cover.
Oh, I know what we were going to do before we get to the callers here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You were going to play another little snippet of that ambush job.
Oh, no. I'm not going to play it if you're going to call it an ambush job.
Holy fuck.
Well, we're not going to have time for that, I guess, because...
the steam horn's taken over. Do you call that a steam horn? Is that a steam horn?
I don't know. That's even better than the one the Flintstones had.
Anyway, it was an ambush, you're right. It was good fun. It's for folks that missed this. Yesterday...
I mean, you were blindsided a little bit since you just responded to a text to call the show, and you were planning to call the Cave Fire Cafe and talk to Clay Jenkinson. I'll give you that.
That's right, yeah. And Clay is on occasionally with Todd on the Cave Fire Cafe, and they had a couple of questions for me. And then Todd made a big deal of the fact that I agreed with him, right, at some point.
Well,
so you want to
that
you
was
play
the thing. I mean... Because now we can take that and loop it. But then he also agreed with you, so, I mean, that can work both ways.
Right. Do we have another excerpt from the
conversation? Well, wait for it. Now, is that the we're done for the day whistle or the we're just getting started whistle?
That thing is wearing me out whistle is what that is.
I'm so confused now. Is it lunchtime already? Which whistle is that? We need different whistles.
We could pick up what he's saying here if you want.
That takes some political courage because she knows this probably precludes her from being the next governor of North Dakota, and she will have a lot to answer for when she stands for re-election.
If she grabs in 3 years as well, then what's going to happen then?
I think she doesn't want to be governor of North Dakota based on this decision, and I would agree with you, Clay, that she is bucking the trend of popular opinion. Certainly, nationally, 25% of the latest polls are proving it, and we don't know what it is in North Dakota, but it's not that. It's lower than that.
It's 5% here, probably.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, I said earlier 10, but just a wild guess.
So you heard it. Scott agreed with Clay. But earlier, Clay agreed with Scott, so...
Right. Now, he asked me another question about who the other candidates might be in the race, and roll that. Let's see what folks think of that.
In your heart of hearts, do you think that Lieutenant Governor Wrigley can survive this as a serious political candidate?
No question.
You think he can?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and by the way, not everybody would. But if you know the character of Drew Wrigley, and you know the heart of Drew Wrigley, and Kathleen, who's part in this, would be no small measure, given what's happened. Well, he could. Not everybody could, but he certainly could and
may.
And may. I don't think that is front and center for the Wrigleys right now, and I think that's appropriate. It probably is going to have to be a real serious conversation at some point in the next, 40 days or so, but... I don't think it's front and center right now, and it shouldn't be, because there's a mom and a dad and three unbelievable kids that are more important than anything else.
And that was a little difficult to talk about, honestly, for me. But it's to be asked, and I didn't mind answering it.
Sure.
And enjoyed change with Drew. You could tell I was getting a little emotional about it because I started talking about the kids, and I don't even like mentioning the kids for the simple reason they shouldn't be on. Anyone's radar at this time because it's just that much.
And yeah, they should be in the front and center of the radar, but you're right. I mean, I know what you mean. I mean, they've got to be the focus far more than, some position. I mean.
Well, as soon as I start saying the kids, then I start thinking, why am I talking about the kid? I'm just being like them. I don't want to be like that. So I'm
not sure.
I was catching myself, but I do believe what I said is accurate. I honestly believe if Drew decides to run, he will be formidable. There's no doubt about it, and it will be difficult, and this issue will come up a bunch and everything else. But I just think that's just a discussion you can't even have right now. It needs some time, and I think we know from reading between the lines of the reporting on all of this that this was not news to Kathleen, right? What is obviously new is that now it's news to a lot of other people. And that's
right.
difficult for him, and that's difficult for her. And
it changes how you deal with it, because now everybody knows. I mean, before it was a private matter, it was being dealt with privately, but now it's out.
Right.
You have to deal with it a whole different way.
And so now you just got to put all that on the show.
Now, there was one other prominent candidate we discussed.
Yesterday. Wayne Senjum is a little less conservative than you are, but you think that on the whole, the conservatives of North Dakota would accept him as their governor.
Boy, I don't know that I said anything near that. He is less conservative than I am. I think he is a political force. I think he's got a great political name. What I would worry about with Wayne Senjum as the Republican candidate for governor against, for instance, a Senator Heitkamp, which I don't think is going to happen now, given the Iran vote, but is that, we found out from Rick Berg what happens when you run a poor campaign. You can be a good name, have a good record, and run a poor campaign and lose.
That was fun. It really was, and we'll do it again, and we'll do it again, and hopefully we'll get around the state a little bit and do that with some audience interaction as well. So I look forward to it. Thank you, Todd, for ambushing me. Okay, we're back with more from the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion after this
timeout.
Jim and Bismarck.
To exaggerate like that.
Lloyd and Overly, Jim and Bismarck. Stay tuned.
Very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus, and because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
'73 old Delta 88. That was the first car that my friend John Hansen over at the Heedles in Fergus Falls had. What was
Huge.
Your first car? What was the color of your first car, Todd? Do you remember that?
Silver.
His was putrid green.
Okay, but it was big, and you could find it in a crowded parking lot, especially at night.
So I said, hey, so I said, why'd you pick that car? He said, one of my dad's buddies gave it to me. And the tranny was out in it. And he was in his first year of automotive in high school, and he figured, what better way to learn to put a tranny in? Get a free car, put a tranny in. Is that not a great story or what? Oh, I love it. John works on a lot of cars. And if it's carbureted, he told me he absolutely loves it. He didn't like the new, you know, newer stuff with the computers and all that. So, been in Fergus Falls since he was about 2 months old. Works at the Fergus Falls location of Heedalls. And if you need it, they have it. That's the bottom line. You have it, they need it. They always do. Many things they can do. He does a little racing, too, actually. He's a race dirt track over there. Summertime, that's his hobby. Goes out there Monday through Friday, getting the track ready to race on Friday night. He's the head wrecker guy, so sounds like fun, doesn't it? In fact, he told me a great story. They took a Volkswagen subframe on the back end with a tranny and a drivetrain in the engine and built a motorcycle frame out of it. And been his hobby for the last 3 years. So, I-94 Speedways, if you're looking for him tonight, he'll probably be out there. John answered Fergus Falls, one of the great pros. It'll get you what you need because he always has it. You'll find him in western Minnesota and northern South Dakota, all throughout North Dakota and eastern Montana, too. This is What's on Your Mind. We're live at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Jim and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Okay. A couple of things. This Heidi Heitkamp deal, when I get off the line, please give her phone number out. Go ahead and give that out. And she'll get plenty of calls. I don't think she'll be reelected if, in fact, the people who believe that Iran deal was a bad deal get to the polls and vote. I was listening to the vote last night on the TV, and the fellow from Florida, Democrat, I thought, well, he'll vote for it. And as he was speaking very eloquently, I thought, gee, I can't tell which way this guy's going. He might vote for this. And he went on and on and on. And I flipped around the channels and came back. He was still talking. And he ended up voting for it. Well, he's an attorney. He's a politician. They can start talking, and you don't know which way they're going to go. And, boy, when they're done, you just agree with them. Now, I'm going to guess that Heidi, I didn't hear her speak, gave a long dissertation of why she was for it. And, of course, Clay heard that. And if I heard it or you heard it, we'd think, gee, you know, that's pretty sound thinking. Now let's just back up here a second. The people of Iran are not happy with their government at all. And if this deal did not go through, that'd be the end of it, and they would implode from within. Now, I got this from a Nepalese who's very familiar with the Iranian people and has friends in Iran and has been to Iran. Those people are fed up with their government. And the sanctions were working. And they would have taken care of this for us. Okay, if the deal actually ends up going through, Israel will take care of this in the end. And one last point on Trump. Thank God we got somebody who's not a politician and who can answer questions. And Hillary will implode. Joe Biden will not get in. And the Democrats are in trouble. Cruz for vice president. And Rubio will be the ambassador to Cuba.
Oh, there's an interesting take. Okay, a couple of things there. One, you suggested that we give out Senator Heitkamp's number, and others have suggested that even though she has said she is supporting President Obama on this, they're still planning to call. You know, God bless you. I think it's never a bad idea. I think Heidi Heitkamp already knows the political fallout from this will be huge. I think it means she's not running for governor. She's going to be announcing that next week, that she will not be, in my opinion, that's my prediction, will not be running for governor. And you can't do that with the two votes she's just done on funding Planned Parenthood with taxpayer money to send babies' heads and boxes and livers and brains. And, you know, it's just unthinkable what she did with that vote. And it cost North Dakota health care centers money, too. So it was a double whammy. And then you have this vote. It's just unbelievable. So let her know. I mean, because it can hurt. Maybe she thinks she'll forget by the next Senate run. Maybe she figures this was her last run anyway. Who knows? 202-224-2043. 202-224-2043. To your point about Clay Jacobson and the conversation we had yesterday, and listening to what she said in support of it. He may have. But I noticed something peculiar in her statement, and I'll see if you agree with me or not, but I'm going to read parts of it here. It said, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp today issued the following statement announcing her support for the blah, blah, blah agreement between the United States, Iran, United Kingdom, France, Germany, China, and Russia to halt Iran's nuclear program. Notice the international flavor to that, like, okay, we got to go along with France and Germany and, you know, everybody else. They're for it, so we got to be for it. Okay, then she goes on to say, that's why over the, you know, this is, you know, Congress, we need to decide all this stuff. So over the past few months, I've participated in dozens of meetings, briefings, and congressional hearings on the agreement. Okay, dozens. And she goes on to say, you know, intelligence briefings, national security briefings. Here's my favorite. Meetings with senior foreign diplomats from the countries that negotiated the deal. Meetings with the White House, U.S. Energy Secretary, top administration officials. Discussions with other senators. Meeting with advocates on the both sides of the issue. What's missing so far, would you say?
You had the right answer to Clay when you said that is all fine. Let's get the opinions and let's hear from the people in North Dakota, in every corner of North Dakota. You countered him with that. Now, I would agree with you on that, and I'd also agree with Clay that, well, my gosh, she listens to all of these high-profile people. Well, that's wonderful. You can agree with both. But because politicians and because attorneys are well seasoned in taking either side of an argument, whether they believe in it or not, either side of an argument, by the time you're done listening to them, you agree to it. So you and Clay are on the same page of kind of the same book, maybe different books. But there's no harm in the way you agreed with him and he agreed with you. She did her work, but let's listen to the people of North Dakota. Let me give you a quick example. Anytime, anywhere. Was that even brought up? Kerry said no. And that might have cleared the deal. Well, you've got to have anytime, anywhere. You let the Iranians police themselves. Now, did I read it? Nope. Don't need to. Did Heitkamp read it? Perhaps not. What's Trump's take on this? That sucker is a negotiator that we need. He will be the next president. Yeah, Rubio will be our ambassador to Cuba.
Proving once again, sure, the smallers are way taller than the callers, rather, are way smarter than we ever will be, Jim. You made a point I never thought of. Senator Heitkamp is an attorney. Her education is as an attorney. Her political resume includes being an attorney general, right? You're right. They don't have to believe in anything to argue in favor of it. And I don't know whether she does or not. I know this. Was that a wheat field she was in during the campaign when she said, you know, everybody wants to say I'm for Barack Obama. I'm not for Barack Obama. I'm going to look you in the eye, North Dakotans. I'm for you. Well, this agreement said, screw you, North Dakota. That's what it said. It said, screw you, North Dakota. Yeah, I'm not going to take what you and foreign governments and foreign diplomats have more to say about it. If you have more to say because you're so darn good, Jim, hang tight. We'll do it after the break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come speak for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If I'm looking to sell some land, or if I'm looking to buy some land, there's one name that's first in my Rolodex. Is there even a Rolodex anymore? First on my, you know,
yeah,
contacts.
Yeah, I was going to say your contacts is what it's called. Well, I mean, there are Rolodexes, but.
Kevin Pfeiffer at Pfeiffer's Auction Company. And because nobody gets the prices Kevin and his team do for land. And nobody has better listings than Kevin and his team. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions have some incredible cropland. Emmons, rather, Eddie, Lamore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Dunn, Hettinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, Clay counties. And I am so fired up, I might even try and broadcast when this one happens, the Pfeiffer's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October. Stone's throw from Medora. With about 4,000 acres of pheasant and deer hunting land. Now you know why I'm going to go along. For a complete catalog on each of those auctions, if you just need to know, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Or, easier yet, Pfeiffer's.com online. Pfeiffer's.com online. All right, so as we were going to the break, I believe Jim and Bismarck had some more to say. We have Jeb Williams, by the way, from Game and Fish coming up because it's the archery opener at noon today, which is a lot of fun. I know you probably have some questions, so get those in queue. Anything for Jeb Williams, Game and Fish, welcome at 800-228-0550 coming up here in just a moment. But Jim and Bismarck, you were making so much sense, I wanted to let you finish your thought there. Anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, there were two things. One is the litmus test for Heidi Heitkamp is exactly what you said. You get people all over in every nook and cranny in North Dakota give their opinion about this Planned Parenthood research that she calls it, and then she won't even get elected again. She won't even get elected again. You can't call that research, but there she is as an attorney trying to tell you. Now you're sitting down, you're just with your mouth open and just nodding at everything these people say. You can't do anything about those people. Now the other thing, real quick, is this Trump deal. He will bring this up eventually. I haven't heard it yet, but he will bring this up. Or somebody will for him. He's one of the few candidates. He's the first candidate in a very long time that was what our Constitution, we the people, told us we should model and we should work at, and that is to bring a person out of the field, serve your time, and then go back to what you're doing. Now, here comes
good point.
He's going to straighten this mess out. It won't be exciting to see who he picks for his cabinet, to see who he picks for his vice president. He'll send that woman that, what's her name there, over and negotiate for us. She'll be a great Secretary of State. I mean, we're in an exciting time last one. Truman was the last one who went home, lived in the house that his wife had inherited from her mother. Some big outfit called him and wanted him to be president of their company, and he smiled. He says, no, you just want the presidency. You don't want Truman. And he lived there and lived out his life. Trump is the first one in a long time. Coming out of the woodwork, very successful man. I hold nothing against that. He's doing things right. The byproduct of doing things right is profit when you're in a capitalistic system. And he takes care of a lot of people. He's a good man, and he'll take care of us. He'll turn this country around.
Jim, will you do me a favor?
Sure, why not?
Call again.
Yeah. Right. Hey, listen now, you gotta repeat your number a lot more, and you gotta slow down. You're worse than me. You talk a mile a minute. I'll repeat your number many times. I'll call again. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you. Put it in your speed dial, then you don't have to remember it. I don't remember anything. So I often get criticism on the program, and I don't mind it.
Remembered being nagged yesterday.
About saying it too much. So we're just trying to find the right balance. So let us know. Lloyd, and it says here Overly. I don't know where Overly is.
Yeah, it's not far from Little City, about 25 miles from Bothell.
Okay.
It's between Miller and Bolette.
Now I got a frame of reference. My buddies in Botano, I know all about. You start getting me dreaming about Metagoshian, you know.
Yeah,
I might point the car that way. So what's on your mind today, Lloyd?
I was just going to mention. I've seen a lot. The bird population is looking really good. Lots of deer out there, and I don't know.
Hold tight, Lloyd. One sec. I want to bring Jeb Williams in here because he is much better equipped than I to answer any question that you're going to bring up. Here's the deal. When I'm not an expert on something, I'll be the first one to tell you I'm not an expert, but I'll find one for you. And nine times out of ten, we don't even have to go to, quote-unquote experts. We go to the listeners of North Dakota. We have a lot of them in our audience, but one of them we know is Jeb Williams, the chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. And we're going to talk about the deer archery opener today on the program and also answer your question as well. Jeb, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, D. Scott.
God bless you. Welcome you back. So, Lloyd, go ahead. Now you can ask a question to someone who can give you an intelligent answer.
Well, I really wasn't going to ask a question. I just really wanted to just say that... this Willow Creek, are you familiar with Willow Creek that runs through Willow City? It goes to the Mouse River?
Well, I'm familiar with it. I can't speak, a lot about it, but I am familiar with it.
Yeah, I was just down there a few minutes ago, and I caught three nice northern pike there. That creek is just full of northerns. All the way, it feeds into the Mouse River there and goes up to Willow Lake. But, it's a good fishing spot if anybody's out there who wants to fish in the area. There's fish in that creek all the way through it to the river.
Well, that's a good thing, and that's one of the things that is about North Dakota right now is we have a lot of fisheries opportunities. I know, my expertise is a little more on the in the terrestrial side of things, but right now we're very fortunate to have over 400 fishing lakes in North Dakota and many creeks and rivers and streams that are very productive in the fishing business right now. And so we have it as good as we've ever had in North Dakota for fishing right now. So glad you're having that good luck as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought of a question. The deer population, has it gone up quite a bit in this area now? Because it took me 4 years to get a deer tag. I actually followed the advice from one of the game and fish guys on this radio station, on this program, and... he said to apply for a doe tag first instead of a buck, and I finally got my tag. But I have noticed there's a lot of does, but I haven't seen one buck.
Well, in most areas of the state, deer numbers are still below what most people would like them to be. However, you got some good advice, and it sounds like you took it, that if a person is wanting to participate in the deer gun season, that you should probably forget about those antlers, probably forget about those headgear on the top of the head, and just go for an antlerless deer if you're somebody that just likes to participate in the deer gun season, because that's where you're going to have your best chance at drawing a license. And and typically, traditionally, people have been pretty used to putting in for a buck license, and then, well, if they didn't get it, that's okay, but I'll just pick up an extra doe license that people got very accustomed to being available, and of course, that's not the case anymore. So, no doubt that was some good advice, and sounds like you took it.
Yeah, it worked, because I always applied for a buck, and I didn't realize how the lottery worked, but apparently that's the way to do it.
Well, the majority of people apply for a buck first choice, and again, like I said, they have been used to being able to do that, and then still having the luxury of having remaining doe tags that they can still hunt, but that's changed a lot, with the deer license numbers as low as they've been since 1978. There's a lot of people rethinking that strategy and going, I like to participate in the deer gun season. I like to have some venison in the freezer, so I better now start thinking about applying for a doe first choice that's going to increase my odds of being successful in the lottery.
Hey, Lloyd, one thing I wanted to tell you, though, is, until today, there were a lot of northern pike in that Willow Creek, but now you told the world, so, you're gonna thin that out a little bit, don't you think?
No, I don't think so. I where I live, that creek's pretty long, and not many people get out to Oberly here. The population's only 17, so I'm not too worried.
All right, good to hear from you. Call again. We got you on the map now, so we know next time you call. Appreciate that very much. Another call's welcome today. For Jeb Williams, Chief of the Wildlife Division of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. How many tags out for the deer archery opener, Jeb?
Well, for the archery opener, Scott, the number of licenses are unlimited, and so they're over-the-counter licenses. Last year, the department sold approximately 23,500 licenses, which includes both residents and non-residents. For the non-residents, last year, Scott, we had just shy of 2,000 non-residents, so it was right around 21,500 residents that purchased archery licenses. And, our archery season in North Dakota, this is going to be our 62nd deer bow season. It's a pretty liberal season. Again, like I mentioned, people can purchase an over-the-counter archery license, and that's any deer, any sex, it can be harvested statewide. So it's a good opportunity for people that really like to participate in the outdoors and have a good deer hunting opportunity.
Do you know what kind of success ratio there generally is?
It's bounced around in the last 10 years, anywhere from about 30. Well, last year we were about 30%. A few years prior to that, we were around 27 to 28%, and then back in some of our higher deer number years in the 2007 to 2009 area there, we were close to 40% success rate. So, it kind of ebbs and flows, obviously, with our deer population, but there's no doubt that the increase in technology associated with archery equipment has definitely moved the needle up a little bit as far as that success rate goes. People are more efficient nowadays, with archery equipment than what they were in 1953, obviously, when the first archery season began.
As the gun tag numbers have declined with the population issues that we've talked long and hard about here, has the popularity of getting the archery license gone up?
It has, Scott. For the last 4 years, we've seen a pretty steady increase, about 3% actually each year of increase of archery licenses. So there have been some people, I think, going, if I'm going to participate in deer season, I'm going to buy an archery license. And granted, there's probably some that are a little more avid than others when it comes to that. But it definitely has piqued some people's interests of kind of going, well, if I'm going to participate in deer hunting this year, it looks like I should probably buy a bow license, because the odds of drawing a deer gun license or a muzzleloader license are pretty slim in most areas.
You have a question or comment? Openers at noon today, so I know a lot of folks heading out and getting ready to have some fun. Give us a call. You'll be here for a few more minutes. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, brought to you today by S&S Motors, Watford City, where I bought a great truck, got a great deal, up to two trucks there now. They have clearance pricing every day. S&S Motors, Watford City, online at snsmotorsinc.com, or call them at 444-2341.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Dr. Sam Markell, NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist. Soybean farmers, please plan to attend one of the three NDSU Soybean Cyst Nematode Field Days this September. Soybean Cyst Nematode is one of the most destructive soybean diseases in the United States, and it continues to spread through North Dakota. Learn about sampling, biology, nematicides, resistant varieties, and more. Soybean Cyst Nematode sampling bags will be available for farmers, and the testing is funded courtesy of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Join us September 4th in Absaraka, September 9th in Galesburg, and September 11th in Hankinson. All Soybean Cyst Nematode Field Days begin at 10 a.m. and conclude with lunch. For more information and directions to the plots, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
When building a home, you have a lot of decisions to make, from the carpet to the cabinets to the appliances. With Gate City Bank, there's one decision you won't have to worry about, your interest rate. Because Gate City Bank lets you lock in your interest rate up to 12 months in advance. And that's a better way to build. Get started at GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
We are back on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Having a great time at the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers Reunion in Rolog, Minnesota. By the way, this goes through Monday, so wherever you are within the sound of my voice, just got a text from a listener in Montana who dared to say, go Grizz, so we're not going to read his comment. But they could even get here by Monday, for crying out loud, our Montana listeners. So wherever you're listening, South Dakota, Minnesota, anywhere in the five states and two Canadian provinces that call K-Fire 550 home, our mothership, you could get here. So come on out and check it out. Great fun. A lot going on all weekend long. It's been going on since 1940. There are 210 beautiful acres here. And hundreds of demonstrations and exhibits. There's always action. The parade is going on right now. It is great fun. So come join the fun, and you will love it. We are also brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. More about them online at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org, and Polar Service Center, Kildare, North Dakota, now expanding into doing fleet maintenance. If you have a truck that needs maintenance, brake job, anything, they're doing that in addition to fixing every tank problem you possibly could have, not only on Polar trailers, but on any trailer. You need a tank part, they got it, they deliver it, they're the best. Polar Service Center, Billings, Montana, Kildare, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you, get $100 off at first tank wash. All right. More of our conversation now with Jeb Williams, North Dakota Game and Fish Department, on the program. Last chance to ask a question and or a comment, and we did actually have a question that came in off air that wanted to ask, how many more gun tags will be issued next year? And I'm sure if you knew, you couldn't tell us, or you'd have to kill us or something. But anyway, are we going to go in the right direction? Maybe probably is a better question. I'll help the listener.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully, Scott, that we will be able to issue more tags than this year. But, you know, again, we'll have to see what the winter's like and, you know, those different types of things, which, of course, plays a big role in deer populations in North Dakota. But, you know, we're obviously at a low point right now, as low as we've been since 1978. Hopefully we're not going to go any lower than what we're at, but there's always that possibility for that. But I guess we'll have this conversation next spring and be able to see where we're sitting.
Grouse and partridge season is opening here very soon as well. What can you tell us about this year?
Yeah, some really good upland game opportunities coming our way here this fall, Scott. On the 12th of September is when that season opens up, and the grouse numbers are looking very good. Anybody that hunted grouse last year, I think, had a pretty good year. And the further west you go in the state, you're going to see better numbers out there. And it's really kind of a lost art in North Dakota. The pheasant hunting really replaced the grouse hunting in North Dakota, Scott, and we'd like to try to get some of those grouse hunters back. It's a good opportunity, good numbers of grouse around and available. It's just a good early season opportunity to get the dog warmed up and, you know, get your shooting warmed up and those types of things before pheasant season begins. And our Hungarian partridge population is doing a little bit better than what it has been for the last number of years. We're starting to see a little bit of an uptick in those numbers from our upland game surveys across the state. So it's going to be a good opportunity, and we really encourage people to get out there and enjoy some of the grouse hunting and some of the partridge hunting that has been kind of lost in North Dakota since the pheasant really has emerged on the landscape in North Dakota, taking over that popularity of early season game bird hunting.
And I know you put out a request for grouse hunters to help with future bird management by collecting some feathers from harvested birds and sending in those wing envelopes this fall. How do folks get those, and talk about why that's important?
Yeah, they can request those through the Game and Fish Department's website, and we really appreciated the increased effort we received last year from that, Scott. We sent out some extra information, extra publicity about that, trying to get some increased information from some people. It really helps us look at the population, look at the birds that are harvested. Are they the young of the year birds? Are they old birds? I mean, helping us to kind of determine what kind of reproduction was out there and what kind of populations we have moving forward. So it really is a nice biological tool to be able to get those wing samples in. And the public really responded last year. We appreciate that a lot, the participation that grouse hunters that gave us as far as return. Turning those wing envelopes to us. Again, it was something that was the department really was receiving an inadequate amount to kind of help us with our biological sampling. And the public really responded to that well last year, and we appreciate it, and we hope they're going to do that again. And, again, really encourage people to get out. And if you haven't enjoyed some grouse hunting in North Dakota over the last number of years, really encourage people to do that because there are some good opportunities out there.
Anything else you want to tell folks before we let you go?
Well, you know, we talked about the deer bowl season opening today, Scott, but we also have a couple other neat seasons opening. We have our pronghorn bow season. Obviously, that's a little bit more limited and restricted to the individuals that drew a license in the pronghorn lottery, but they can utilize that license during the pronghorn bow season. And then for the once-in-a-lifetime folks that drew an elk and moose license, for the folks in E3 and E4, the regular season starts for elk. And then for the moose and elk folks in the other units, the archery season opens up today. And so there's some neat opportunities beginning today for some fortunate individuals that had some pretty good luck in the lotteries. And so this really kicks off a season, off our fall season. And pretty much now is going to be the weekend march. Every Saturday there's going to be kind of something else opening up. And for people that love the outdoors, and many people in North Dakota obviously do, this is the time of year that they live for.
All right, Jeff, thanks for the time. As always, really appreciate our partnership with North Dakota Game and Fish. Thanks for all the good work you guys do.
Have a great holiday weekend, Scott.
You as well. Guys and gals, by the way, I want to be PC. You know me, Mr. PC. Right, Todd? Isn't that what I am, Mr. PC?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, okay. Todd Mitchell, Scott Innes saying, God bless you folks. Have a fantastic weekend. And coming out to the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil product by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.